Mai, Heidi Mai, welcome to the panel, RNZ National. On the program today, the Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway has defended a decision to grant New Zealand residency to a man with multiple drink driving conditions. Nearly $500 million is owed to the MSD, the Ministry for Social Development, for recoverable hardship assistance and grants. Should the government be more willing to write off people's debts? And would you do a bit of DIY in your street in an effort to make it safe? What do you think? Also today, MediaWorks to cut back on locally produced content, including the nightly flagship comedy show 7 Days. So with that thought, our question of the day today is this. What is your favourite ever New Zealand television show and why? Take a listen. Yes, going through the archives of New Zealand television. Thank you to Caitlin Cherry for putting that together. Now with me today, former TV executive who now runs a recruitment company, Cindy Michener, also journalist and founder of The Evening Report and Multimedia Investments Limited, Sowen Manning. Cindy, Sowen, great to have you on the panel.
Thank you for inviting me.
And do you recognise any of those themes?
Just about all of them.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, Country Calendar, Gloss, Shortland Street. I mean, yeah, fantastic.
A roll call of shows.
Of my life.
Of your life. It's pretty bad ones in there too, though. Sowen.
Oh, you know, when you think about it, they all kind of a lingering brand, so they must have been good at the time, eh?
Yeah. Okay. So, what is your favourite ever New Zealand TV show and why? Michael says Country Calendar. I grow up in the country, and I find that Country Calendar reminds me of my younger days, and it shows me a part of New Zealand that I love. And another person says Back of the Y. Masterpiece television. We have it. Ooh. Yes, I. Whoa, that was pretty crazy.
Havoc.
TV.
Havoc. And Newsboy.
Oh, yes, now you're talking. Someone says Country Calendar by a mile. With us also today is Emil Donovan with our story of the day. Emil, hello.
Hello. How good is the Country Calendar theme song?
It's epic.
Oh, it's just so evocative. I'd love for some listeners to tell us about it, because I don't know anything about that song. You know, I don't know who performed it. I don't know when it was written. I don't know by whom it was written or anything like that, you know.
Have you heard of Google?
Yeah.
We've got listeners who'll tell us. What about you, Emil? What's a favourite television show of yours?
I was a big fan of Outrageous Fortune. When it was on. Bro Town is a particular favourite as well, but I think that my favourite one, I loved Eating Media Lunch.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really sensational.
Brilliant.
Right up there, ahead of its time as well.
I'm going to leave Sowen's and Cindy's for half time, but I'll put mine out there to sort of help get the juices flowing. So there was a show on Sunday morning television, and it was in the early 2000s, and it was actually fronted by Bill Rolston, journalist and gallerist, you know, now he comments every now and then on the panel. But it was a show called Backchat, and what it was quite a unique format where it was kind of an arts-based show, but it was actually quite robust arts policy, and they had debates. It was really interesting, and I wouldn't miss it. So that's Sunday morning, that's my pick. Okay, what's on our story of the day?
Tell me, panellists, about the last time you got lost.
Lost.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but I never? Quite often get lost looking for my car in the car park building.
God, that's a point.
I mean, it's like, uh-oh. And I've learnt this trick where you hold your car key and you just push the open and you can see the indicators going blink, and you know where you are.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Is it?
Well, you're out of the discussion.
There you go. Woo. What about you, Simon?
You can have a break.
Yeah, we're overseas, doing some work in France and in the Paris metro, and I can't pronounce French names. So I was getting lost all the time. So I put into my mind basically how you would say these places, if like in my case, just purely from a Kiwi kind of accent, and then I found my way. So that was the thing where I found really difficult.
Yeah, the Paris Metro is a pretty circuitous kind of area to be in. Well, I mean, the reason that I ask is that you kind of have to try pretty hard to get lost these days, provided that you have a cell phone and access to Wi-Fi, because of course of this wonderful app that we have called Google Maps. Which is, I mean, you know, we can all have discussions about the bad things about technology, but I'd say that Google Maps' contribution to humanity is probably net positive. I think that we can probably agree on that, right?
Contribution to marriage as well.
Yeah.
Google Maps.
What do you mean?
Because you're not, one of you's driving, the other one's got the map book. The map book is upside down.
The alternative,
You're actually driving a truck, not a car. You can't turn around.
Now the biggest complaint is when the voice actually interrupts your conversation, you know, and you're going, turn left.
Yeah.
Shut up, phone.
Google
leave me alone.
Has got to find a way of saying, excuse me, please.
Just in case,
Well, very funny.
I mean, we can agree on that, but the reason that we can kind of say that is because we are not the mayor of a tiny Sardinian town called Balnay, which is in Oliastra province in Sardinia. So it has a population of about 3,700. And the thing about Sardinia, I didn't actually know this until today, but the thing about Sardinia is parts of Sardinia are very rugged mountainous terrain. And Balnay is situated in this kind of terrain way up in the Supramonte mountain range. So in order to get there, motorists have to sort of wind their way along these long, twisting, treacherous Mediterranean roads, which are also intermingled with DIY dirt tracks, which are used by hikers and which look very similar. And so this can get very, very confusing, especially when you are using Google Maps, because Google Maps does not know about lots of these dirt tracks. And so when tourists are sort of going through there and relying on their phone to sort of point them where to go, they get pointed in the wrong direction. So over the past year, remembering that this is a town of 3,500 people, over the past year, the mountain rescue team / fire service have been called out a grand total of 144 times to rescue stranded tourists. And it's actually gotten to the point now where the local police have started putting up road signs which unequivocally read, "Do not follow the directions suggested by Google Maps." Just don't do it. Please learn. I mean, you know, delve back to the time of stone tablets and carrier pigeons and try to learn how to read and use a paper map. They're actually also considering exploring the possibility of having maps outright barred from the area, but they can't do that, apparently, because Google won't let them.
I could have told you all of that in a much shorter way. I mean, I just sort of, you go to your Zoomy or Uber and you put in your location and they're 100, 200 metres off. That's all you needed. All you needed was said, Emil.
I should have just diverted to you for
nice
the story of the day. Was
that's all you need to say.
A man's got to justify his existence.
Tough crowd around here, doesn't it? Yeah.
I actually do have a story. I got lost in Italy because I was looking to get off the motorway to Florence, right? No one said it Firenze to me. I was just looking at all the signs for Florence. About 200 miles later, I thought, I think there's a problem here.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness me.
Dumb.
Now, by the way, before we leave you, Amir, the country calendar theme was adapted from a 1947 tune called Hillbilly Child, played by Chet Atkins. Covered for country calendar by the New Zealand band Ticket with Eddie Hansen playing guitar. Recently re-recorded in Dunedin for country calendar. Hope that helps. Isn't
Wallace,
that fantastic?
I love our listeners
That's
so much.
Yeah.
Honestly,
gold, aren't they?
Thank you to that person. I'll buy you a chocolate fish.
Good on you.